WJTEL bringing you Crowder. I am. Good morning to you. It's 7:05. Liam and Fred with you.
Make sure you join Christy Lee as she counts down WJTEL's top 25 every Friday morning from 9 to 11 and Saturday evenings from 7 to 9. Our top 25 countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
Our very special guest today, Don Schenk with us. Don, the executive director of The Tide. Good morning, Don.
Morning, Fred.
Great to have you here. Thank you for braving the cold and coming out. Anybody you want to say hi to?
There's a lot for it, and there are just so many friends and relatives listening today that I'm not going to list them. I'll leave somebody out.
Yeah, I know that.
Good morning, everybody.
It's so great to have you here. We've been asking our guests to share a life verse. Don, do you have a life verse you want to share with us this morning?
I do. It's 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, for you know that your labor is not in vain.
And today we're going to talk about the Tide. Thank you for sharing that, by the way. Before we get to the Tide, interesting that you grew up as a missionary kid in Zimbabwe, and your mom and dad were there from the 50s, is that
yes.
right?
Yes.
Amazing.
They went over in 1958. Yeah.
That's amazing. And then you and your wife also were serving in Zimbabwe.
Right. We were there for 12 years from 1988 through 2000.
Amazing. So then you started working with the Tide. You've been with them over 20 years?
Yes. When I came back, that was about 6 months of doing deputation in churches and then found that the director of the Tide was retiring. And I looked into it and this just looked like something that I could do, at least that I felt God was calling me to it by the time I realized, you know, just what this ministry does.
So tell us what you do.
Essentially, it's a media outreach. We used to say radio, but with all the technology that's expanded around the world, we do some TV and video outreach online. Basically, helping indigenous ministries in other parts of the world to create and utilize their own media outreach to share the gospel with their own people in their own language. So it's a very culturally relevant presentation of the gospel. And then not just broadcasting it or distributing it online, however they get it, but then teaching them how to connect with their listeners or viewers, how to disciple, set up the structures, distribute literature, and ultimately make disciples and plant churches.
And the Tide has been doing this for 75 years, is that right?
Initially in 1946, it started as a single English broadcast in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania.
Amazing.
But yeah, over the years, as it expanded and then transitioned to the point where we no longer do that English program, but we do have over 30 languages around the world.
Yeah, I love that you tell people about Jesus in their own language. I just love that is the number one thing that you have at your website with what you do. Now, how many countries are you impacting with the Tide?
That's a hard question because of shortwave on of the radios. Because we get, for example, in India, we have our Hindi language. We have two programs in Hindi. We have had responses from Indians working in the Middle East who are picking that up on shortwave. So, but essentially, we have active ministry partnerships in 12 different countries plus the Middle East.
Do you have any great stories about how God has worked through the Tide?
Oh, there's you mentioned about the heart language. One story I'll never forget is when we transitioned in Nigeria from English to the Efik language, one of the first letters we got from a listener was, "Finally, God speaks my language." And you know, that was impactful to me to realize that, you know, just how important it is for people to realize that if we say God is a personal, loving God, but you got to learn another language to relate to him, it's a little suspect.
You know? Yeah, that's amazing. How about you? Have you retained your ability to speak the language that you spoke in Zimbabwe?
I can speak a little bit.
And what did you just say?
I greet you all in the name of Jesus this morning.
Wow.
That's a beautiful
language. So there are some of my Indivele friends who might be listening this morning.
It's a beautiful language. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And I cannot quite fully master all of the clicks that are in it. That sentence didn't have any clicks in it.
How can our listeners be a part of the Tide? How can we pray for you? How can we support what you're doing throughout the world?
If they go to thetide.org, they will find a lot of information there. Praying for the people, prayers are so important.
Right.
In fact, when I got to India one time, talked to one of our workers there who works out in the villages. He takes a radio and plants churches, starts listening clubs. And he shared a story about how God has specifically saved him in a very tense situation where he was under threat and a group of people were threatening to actually kill him. And the first thing he said to me was, thank you for praying.
Yeah.
Thank your people for praying
because
we feel it. And that's so important. And at the website, you can sign up for our newsletter. There's a little box. It annoys some people. It's going to pop up on you and ask if you want to sign up for the newsletter.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Something else you're doing, Your Souls, Their Souls Shoe Drive. We're going to talk more about that later, but give us the what is that all about?
Essentially, we are collecting new and gently used shoes that they're going to be used to set up micro businesses in different parts of the world. But then the funds that we get from the shoes will be used to set up, to fund our literacy training classes that we have in India. And that's another branch of our ministry outreach that we can talk about.
Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up. Check it out in the meantime, thetide.org. Music on the way from Forrest Frank, Doe, and much more.